And we're wrapping up this 24 growing season, looking into 25. I'm curious, first of all, how do you see kind of the lay of the land, attitude amongst growers? What's happening out there?
Yeah, so growers are actually pleasantly surprised in the geographies that I cover with the yields they have. We're not setting any records by any stretch of the imagination, but considering the conditions we had, people are very satisfied with the yields they were able to get. As we look ahead to the next season, of course, planning and everyone would love for our commodity prices to be higher, but we're still optimistic that we'll be able to lock in some good opportunities and have some potential for some great yields for guys.
Has that buying season, I've heard from others that it may be delayed a bit this season. Are you finding that as well?
There's a lot of growers who aren't incredibly enthusiastic about buying things earlier. High interest rates have a lot to do with that. But even if you're not going to write that check, I encourage all growers out there at least to talk with their suppliers and have a plan for what they want to do for 2025.
I look at all the chemistries and things that how that has evolved over years. It really makes it adjuvant more and more important. With Helena, that's a big part of your story.
Absolutely. Adjuvants are a huge part of what we do. When we look at weed control, it's steadily gotten more and more complicated over the past few years as products get resistant species, but also species that just have a tougher time controlling. Adjuvants are our way of helping to maximize the effectiveness of every single herbicide application. Our new product cohort, specifically designed for Liberty applications across Liberty link crops.
So what's the big benefits there?
So Cohort is going to synergize with Liberty, and it's going to help make that herbicide as active as possible. It does that through a few different mechanisms, but we're looking forward to showing people the efficacy of Cohort with Liberty for the 2025 growing season.
So what have you seen in the field, you know, as you've been preparing for 25? What have you seen this past year, field testing, those kind of things?
Yeah, so at Helena, we are a data-driven company. We probably test things too much before we launch them, to be quite honest with you. I had the experience where I had several thousand acres as kind of a test market in my geography, and what we saw was a liquid product that didn't require people to dump bags as you do with traditional AMS. It saved on labor, it was an easier product to use, and had maximum control. Really a lot of satisfied customers, and we're excited to get that out over a broader acreage.
Good deal. Anything we're missing we shouldn't be talking about?
No, absolutely not. Go Bison.